president is calling on federal agencies to come up with new plans for storing digital records, like social media posts and emails. Agencies will have to review their current setups, and the National Archives and Records Administration will craft a government-wide framework for managing electronic records. NARA's Chief Records Officer, Paul Wester, joins us with a peek at what you can expect from NARA. Mr. Wester, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so what is NARA's role in all this versus what the White House is doing?
The National Archives' role in the presidential memorandum is to gather information from the agencies across the government on their records management practices, particularly around electronic records management issues, gather the information, work with OMB, work with the Department of Justice, and work with outside interest groups to understand the kinds of recommendations and activities that agencies are undertaking, and then develop with OMB and promulgate a records management directive for agencies to follow.
Is that a dramatic shift from the way you did it before?
What's dramatic here is the high-level attention that we've received from the administration about this important initiative. Electronic records management and records management in general has been recognized by the president through the Open Government Partnership National Action Plan as a major area of focus as part of the Open Government Initiative. So the higher profile that we have with records management now is the significant shift. The second significant shift is the increased use of electronic records, either through email, social media, moving to cloud computing, those sorts of things, and records management issues across the government.
So for the first time, I think this memo explicitly recognizes things like tweets, for example, other electronic ways besides email, like postings on Facebook.
Yes, we've done some guidance on these types of technologies and have promulgated them out to the agencies. What's different now is the higher level profile that we have brought to the issue with having agencies identify senior officials to work with us on these issues and have them identify what sorts of particular challenges they're having around these technologies to meet the business needs within their agencies while still being compliant with the various records management laws that govern the retention and storage and preservation of those materials.
Is it a whole different way of looking at these materials? I mean, something you post on Facebook may or may not fall under the purview of being something that has to be managed as a record.
Yes, one of the challenges that we have is that that the underlying laws that govern our work in federal records management date from the 1950s. We have provided updated guidance and regulations around these issues, but one of the things that we anticipate doing as part of this effort is have a better understanding of how well the statutes that we have in place work or don't work as it relates to electronic records management and the archival issues surrounding electronic records. As you might imagine, laws that were developed in the 1950s have some challenges in matching up with emerging technologies that we find in our business practices across the federal government today.
And just out of curiosity, how do you store a tweet? It's not like you can call up 1-800-TWITTER and ask them to send you a disk.
Well, there are a number of different technologies that are available for harvesting this sort of content from different federal agencies and then transferring it to the National Archives. We're in the process of working with OMB to capture content. We've actually captured the content of this sort of material as it relates to Vivek Kundra's administration when he was the CIO for the entire federal government. So there are technologies out there that do that. We need to learn more about them and see how they can scale up for government-wide use. And again, I want to emphasize that this is for the permanently valuable content, not for every single tweet that every single federal government employee may generate as part of their work processes.
We are talking with Paul Wester, the Chief Records Officer at the National Archives and Records Administration. And like you said, it's not every little single thing that they ever tweet ever. It's just the stuff that is relevant to the job that they have to do. Does it matter where they do the tweeting?
We prefer to have different federal agencies understand how using these technologies relates to their business processes. So it doesn't necessarily matter where they're tweeting or where they're doing different sorts of collaborative work, but it does matter that the content that they generate while using these tools is captured within their record-keeping systems within their agencies. And therein lies the challenge that we want to explore as part of this implementation of the presidential memorandum, in that we want agencies to give us their ideas about best practices and us to do some more exploration about how the content that's generated on these platforms can be managed most effectively within the context of a federal agency.
To accomplish this goal, did you have to educate yourself and ensure that your managers are also educated in exactly how these different networking platforms operate? I mean, did you have to take a crash course in tweeting?
Not so much on tweeting, but we did have to do a lot of exploration of how we can use harvesting technologies, for instance, to be able to capture this sort of content and manage it within the National Archives itself for our own business practices. We have a records officer who's responsible for records management of the administrative records within the National Archives, and part of what she does is work with our social media team, which is very robust here at the National Archives, to identify what kinds of record-keeping practices need to be followed to manage the content that we're generating as part of our administrative record in an effective way. And what we intend to do with the lessons that we've learned from that activity is promulgate those out to the agencies, perhaps as part of this presidential memorandum directive activity, is best practices for other agencies to follow.
I want to get some historical perspective. How long has the National Archives been keeping these records in general?
Well, actually, with electronic records, we've been in that business for quite some time. It dates back to the early 1960s, where we've been taking in databases from a number of agencies across the government. And as you know, the government has been generating electronic records for several generations. But the challenge is the volumes of records that are being generated within agencies is increasing enormously, and the number of formats that agencies are using is increasing exponentially. And the way government does business now, as they work collaboratively between agencies, issues of governance are very challenging, and managing those issues is particularly challenging with electronic records. So that's kind of the environment that we find ourselves in. We have a long history in dealing with electronic records, but there are a lot of emerging challenges with electronic records that we need to address as part of this presidential memorandum effort.
So with that in mind, has there maybe since the early 60s been such a sea change in not just the technology, but as you said, the volume of these types of records?
There's been a sea change, and it's been mainly driven by the way government does business. Increasingly, the government has done business electronically in an automated manner. The citizen expects to interact with their government in a much more effective, automated way, online way, and that has generated a lot more transactions with the government, which has generated a lot more records for the government. Part of what has been a challenge for the National Archives is being able to do its historic mission of identifying what are the permanently valuable records that need to come into the National Archives and be preserved essentially till the end of the Republic, while at the same time providing agencies direction on how to manage these more complex electronic records over time to meet their business needs and protect the rights and interests of citizens that they're serving.
Paul Wester is Chief Records Officer at the National Archives and Records Administration.